Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Let's Go Girl podcast. If you're new, welcome. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode and listening. My name is Maria, and I am your host. Today, we're doing a Things I'm Loving episode, and I usually do these like one, two, maybe three times a year. I was looking, and I've not done one yet this year, and it's May, almost June, so I felt like it was the perfect time to do it. So basically, what I do in the Things I'm Loving episode, I tell you all about maybe like around 7 to 10 products, books, things that I am loving right now. I feel like I'm constantly trying to try new makeup products, some skincare, some hair care clothes, you know, all the things, just buying, you know, whatever the trending products are. I love to try them out. So I have kind of compiled a list of my top favorites of everything that I have tried out and bought recently. Basically, all of the things that I am using in my everyday life every single day that I feel like I cannot live without, or things that have just blown me away. And I was like, how was I traveling, or how was I doing my makeup before I had this product, because it is that good. So I have such a random assortment of things. I have some makeup, I have some skincare, I have some clothing items, some food items. I have two mini book reviews, so it's kind of a Things I'm Loving and mini book review episode combined in one, because those books are the only two, maybe I've read three books this year, because I am just so bad about finding time to read, but I've loved these books, so I'm gonna tell you about those. So stick around, subscribe, share this episode with a friend, give it a rating. It takes like 1 second. Give it a 5-star rating down below. It helps me out so much. Make sure to also follow us over on Instagram. It's linked down below, and everything that I mention in this episode will be linked in the show notes. So without further ado, let's get into the things that I'm loving lately. First, let's talk about a makeup item. This is the L'Oreal Lash Paradise Mascara. So, for a long time, I have been using the L'Oreal Lash Paradise. I have it like right here. L'Oreal Lash Paradise Voluminous Primer. I probably should get a new one because the warts are all rubbed off on this tube. But it is so good. It makes your lashes look so good. And you can use it with any mascara. But I've never actually tried any L'Oreal mascaras. They have the telescopic, they have the voluminous one, and they have Lash Paradise. And I have like 6 or 7 mascaras that I just buy as backups for when my mascara runs out. Because unfortunately, you do need to replace your mascara, like they say, every 3 months. But if you're buying a high-end mascara, that's absolutely ridiculous, because I don't know about you, but I cannot go through mascara, even if I wear it every single day, in 3 months. So I try to like extend it, which is probably bad, but I try to like do it for 6 months. It's all the dermatologists are coming at me, but that's what I try to do. Anyways, I have a bunch of mascaras like as backstock, and I had this one, so decided I'll pull it out, I'll try it out. Wow, I have not used a mascara in a long time like this, and from the drugstore. First of all, it's affordable, it's accessible, it's drugstore pricing. My mom the other day, when I was wearing this with like one or two coats, I did not pack on 4 layers of this, she asked if I was wearing fake eyelashes. That's how good it looked. I was like, no. I feel like that is the best compliment you can get when you're wearing just mascara. Are you wearing fake eyelashes? No. Like, that mascara must be so good. And this one is so good. It is very, very voluminous. If you're looking for a lengthening mascara, this is not it, girl. This is volume town USA. Like, so much volume. I really like the brush. It's kind of like a like an hourglass shape. I do not feel like I get this all over my eyes at all, which I feel like is very common with certain mascaras that are very volumizing and thicker. I do not find that problem. I don't use this on my bottom lashes just because I like a more lengthening mascara on the bottom lashes. I use the Maybelline Sky High, which I've used for a couple years now since it's come out. It's my favorite bottom lash mascara ever. But this on the top lashes is so amazing. Highly recommend it. It does not flake or smudge. Those are like my biggest things. Mascara flakes or smudges, I'm done. Obviously, if you're rubbing your eyes, if you're touching your eyes, any mascara is going to smudge. So, you know, just keep your hands away from your eyes. But this is so good. Highly, highly recommend. And it is not hard to get off at all, which is also another plus. Okay, moving on to a non-makeup item. This is like a travel new favorite. It is the Lululemon City Adventure Backpack. My sister had one of these. She got it as a gift, and I saw her using it, and it looked great. I previously used a Fajal Raven Konkan bag. I hope I said that right. The one with like the little fox. And I really liked it, but the straps are not very supportive. So when I'm traveling and I have like a million things shoved into my bag, including my heavy iPad and like a water bottle and things, it's just not very comfortable for hauling around airports. So I wanted to get this bag and I ended up doing it. It is on the pricier side, but if you travel a lot or if you're going to like overnight to some place, if you're doing a lot of like sporting events or like dance competitions or really anywhere that you need a backpack, you could use this for school. This is such a great investment. They have six different colors and it's like I don't know what you would call it, like a vinyl, I guess. But you can wipe it off. I'm sure you can wash it. My favorite is that it has an under compartment. So it has a ton of space. It has an underneath compartment. You can put shoes or anything that you want separate. Like you want your makeup and stuff separate in case it like spills on the plane or something. And you don't want other things in the top compartment getting damaged. You can do that. It has a laptop sleeve or you can really put anything in there. These straps are super supportive, which was the biggest thing because my other backpack was just digging into my shoulders, hurting my back. It was so hard to carry. This one just worked really well. And then you can also slip it over like if you're rolling your suitcase, which is also super convenient for travel. Overall, I really like it. I have the black one with the gold zipper hardware. So far, it's held up really well. I will be using it a ton this summer, just traveling and day trips and things like that. So I will see how it holds up. But my sister, who's had hers for a couple years, I think at this point, her backpack has held up really well. So highly recommend if you're looking to invest in a new travel bag, this would be number one on my recommendation list. Okay, a skincare product that I have wanted to buy for a long time, and I think I bought this on like a trip a few months ago when I forgot moisturizer and there was a Walgreens. So I had seen this on TikTok. It's the e.l.f. Holy Hydration Cream, and I just decided to pick it up. It was pretty affordable, and I actually really like it. I brought it home with me, and I am still using it a ton. It has hyaluronic acids and peptides. If your skin is dry, this is so good. It's a little bit thicker of a moisturizer, but it does not at all feel super thick or like weighing your face down or feel weird under makeup. That makes sense. It's unscented, which I love if you have sensitive skin. They have two versions, which I did not know until like a few weeks later. I'm in to buy the non-sunscreen version to use at night, and I accidentally ended up buying the sunscreen version, which is SPF 30, but that's okay, I just use it in the morning. But when I finish that one, I do want to buy the non-SPF version so I can use that at night as my nighttime moisturizer, since it is a little bit thicker. But they do have two versions, so keep that in mind if you want to buy this, depending on if you want the sunscreen or not, if you're going to use it during the day or at night. But I really like this. Again, you can find it at like Target, Ulta, Walgreens, wherever. It's linked down below. Highly recommend if you're looking for an affordable new moisturizer. A food drink item. This is my one food and drink item, and it is so good. I've had two today. I just got this like maybe a couple days ago, and I had to include it. I have not used it for, you know, months, but I had to include it. I love sparkling water. I love LaCroix, but I also love Waterloos. It's basically LaCroix. And my favorite flavor is always the cherry lime flavor, but I tried this one a couple days ago. We got it. It's the orange vanilla. It kind of tastes like a creamsicle, and it is so good. Highly recommend if you're looking for a new flavor of sparkling water, definitely try the Waterloo orange vanilla. I'm not sure if it's a new flavor or just new to me, but zero sugar, zero calories, like all the stuff. It's a great drink for the summer. Highly recommend. So I had to throw that in there because I've been loving it. Another item that was TikTok viral. TikTok did make me buy this, and I'm really happy that I did. It's the Amazon Powder Puff Triangles. Alex Earle uses these. A bunch of people use them. I finally bought it like maybe a month or two ago. They come in a pack of six, I think, for maybe around $10 or $12. I forgot to check. But you can wash them. It makes your powder, your loose powder, you can use it as with pressed powder too, but it makes your loose powder go on so smooth. You just like stick your finger in there and you can just pat it right onto your face, press it in. It makes it go on so flawlessly, so smooth. Highly recommend. I feel like when I put, so I don't love using beauty blenders. I just like using beauty blenders, but even like you have to go get it wet, and then I feel like if I put it in my makeup bag or put it in a drawer, then it's gonna get like moldy, and it's all your products are on like the same thing. I don't love it. I like using brushes, which I feel like is an unpopular opinion, but I will use this powder puff for under my eyes, because I feel like with a brush and using powder, I don't get like an even application of the powder under my eyes, because I have to like, I feel like I'm using more powder than, and it's not all going on there, if that makes sense. Versus like with bronzer, you can just load up your brush and then, you know, whatever, if like 75% of the product makes it on your skin, then it'll look really good. Like with powder, I want a certain amount of powder and make sure my under eyes are set really evenly. So this does the job. Highly recommend. Very inexpensive. You can like share them with your sisters or friends or whoever. So good. Okay, another thing that I just started doing maybe like a month or two ago that I've been loving is shellac nails. So basically shellac is a different type of manicure than gel, but it's still expected to stay for like 2 or 3 weeks. So it has that longevity that gel or like acrylic does, but it is supposedly not as damaging for your nails. It is dried under a UV or LED light. Hopefully your salons have LED. I read up on this because I just thought it was so interesting. I was like, is shellac better? Is gel better? With dip? Like what are the differences? Which is better? So I decided going on shellac just because it is supposedly better for your nails. But I was worried that it wasn't going to last as long as gel. Last summer, I was doing gel nails, and I really did like them. They lasted a long time. However, I don't know if it was just the way my salon was doing them. Maybe if I had gone to a different place, it would have been better. But my nails were super weak. They were cracking like halfway down my thumbnail. I'm not just saying like the top was ripping off, like halfway down my nail was completely cracked, like 3/4 the way across. It was so painful, first of all, and I wasn't like picking at them or anything. It was super painful. And I ended up then, after that started happening, I stopped doing the gel nails, and I was kind of scared to do any nail treatments again. However, I do paint my nails often at home. I did end up doing that for the rest of the year and the beginning of this year. But even I've tried every single top coat. I tried the quick dry. I've tried like the at home gel top coats. I've tried so many, and I'm just so rough on my hands and my nails, and it never fails to chip within the first or second day. And it's frustrating because then I have to do it again and like touch it up and wait for them to dry and do it again and again. So I was like, why not? Let's just try the shellac nails. They are also less expensive at my salon than gel or dip. So maybe it's the same for your salon, but they have worked out really well. They last for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. Obviously, like, your nails do grow out, so I try to get them done every 2 weeks, but they have been so good. I really like that they are a little bit flatter and more matte than a dip nail. I do like the dip, however, I don't know if you know what I mean, but the dip, it's like kind of puffy on your nail, if that makes sense. Like it's kind of raised on your nail. I don't know if this makes sense, but the shellac looks more like a natural regular polish. It's not as shiny as gel, and it's not as puffy as a dip, which I feel like is just the perfect in between. It lasts 2-3 weeks. No chips. I've had these on for about 2.5, going on 3 weeks right now. My nails have grown out, but I've only chipped one nail. I have not had any issues with my nails breaking or cracking like the way that they did when I had the gel nails on. It's just been so much better. So if you are feeling frustrated by like gel or dip nails, your nails are cracking, or you want to try the salon again and get your nails done, but you're not sure which treatment to do, highly recommend checking out shellac, because I have had a really great experience so far. And I had no idea what shellac was until I looked it up. And even then, like, I didn't know how it was going to work out and how my nails would react, but I really like it so far. So highly recommend checking out shellac nails. Who knew? Okay, one more little item. Not very little. One more item, and then I have 2 mini book reviews for you. So the last item, I have yet to wear this, but I got it in 2 colors. My aunt, shout out Nina, bought it for me. I was saying that I really wanted this and I was eyeing it for a long time. She was like, oh my god, we have to buy it. So I now have it in 2 colors, and I'm just waiting a few more weeks until it gets super warm here to wear it. I guess I could wear it, but I don't really know where I don't have a ton of places to wear this item yet. But I'm super excited about it. It's called the Homecoming Romper from Free People, which I feel like is totally going to be a trend. Like overalls, rompers, like jean jumpsuits. So cute for a country concert. I love it. But the romper, I am so excited about. It is more like a knit material, so it's going to be very light and airy, not hot at all for summer. It is longer, so I would be aware, like, if you have a longer torso, this might not work for you since it just has, like, you can't adjust the straps on it, but it is super comfortable. It's more of a wide leg fit, so it's not clinging to you at all. It comes in maybe, like, 4 or 5 colors. I love it. So comfy, but still a little more dressy, so perfect for like a brunch, for a dinner, for just like a theme park, anything really. This would be so good. If you're looking for a new like romper or something fun to wear, highly recommend checking it out. And honestly, for Free People quality, I was shocked at the price. It was like around $70, I think. I was shocked that it was only $70 for a full romper. Maybe it's a pantsuit. I don't know. What's the difference? But it is, they call it a romper on there. It is so good. Super cute. Very cozy and soft. Highly recommend looking at that. Okay, let's talk about the two books. So we can kind of get a 2-in-1 episode here. Things I'm loving lately. And too many book reviews. Haven't done a book reviews episode since like last year. Because as I said before, I'm not very good at reading books. I love reading books. I am bad at finding the time to read books. So there you go. But I did finish one. And then the second book that I'm going to talk about, I feel like I can talk about it. I have 10 pages left. I stayed up way too late reading it last night. It's so good. So let's start with the first one that I read. It's called The Rose Code by Kate Quinn. It is set during World War II. If you know anything about me, you know I love a good historical fiction book, especially a World War I or World War II book, and this did not disappoint. It is about three women in Great Britain at a place called Bletchley Park, and they are cracking code for the British government and for the during the war. So they are cracking code for German submarines and U-boats and Italian submarines, and it is so interesting. It was a lot of good like historical knowledge, but also it was sort of like a romance novel as well. Followed these three women and their friendship. They ended up, it continued on even after the war ended. They ended up rescuing one of their friends from a particularly interesting situation, which I did not know how it was going to turn out. Definitely took a turn. Sad at some parts, but also super interesting. And I loved the ending. Thought it was a really great way to end the book. So if you are looking for another historical fiction read, highly recommend checking this one out. Again, it's called The Rose Code. I'll leave a link down below. It was, you know, super interesting, easy read. Highly recommend checking this one out. Okay, and then the second one is a book called Carrie Soto is Back. And I wanted to read this. It's about a tennis player. I played tennis in high school, so I was interested to read this. And I heard... I have heard super good things about this. My mom read it. She said it was so good. So I wanted to check it out. It's by Taylor Jenkins Reid. She also wrote Malibu Rising. And this book, it was so good. It was a lot better than I had expected. It follows Carrie Soto, who is a tennis player. She was like number one in the world, the record for women's Grand Slam titles, and she retires. Her father is her coach. They're super close. Follows kind of her life story. She retires, and then she decides to come back and join the Slam Tour again at age 37. She ends up falling in love with another tennis friend, I guess you could say. They practiced together and trained together. They had originally met when she was back on tour when she was younger, and it follows through her through all her competitions, through Wimbledon, the French Open, the Australian Open, It is super interesting. You do not need to know anything about tennis to read this. It's very easy to understand, a very easy read. So like meaningful and heartfelt. I absolutely loved it. Again, I have like 10 pages left, but I definitely skipped to the end last night. I was like leafing through to make sure I knew what was going to happen at the end. I know it's like not, you're not supposed to do that, but I like to see what happens at the end of sometimes I'm like, oh, this book is so good. So highly recommend reading that one. Carrie Soda's back. Super interesting. And just like an overall really great story. A lot of unexpected twists and turns that one as well. So if you like sports books, like empowering women books, this one is a really good one to check out. Okay, everyone, that was, I got 24 minutes here. That was pretty good. A quick little episode. I hope you enjoyed hearing about the things that I'm loving. Again, everything is linked down below, including the books. I hope you will check those out as well. Make sure to leave any product recommendations or book recommendations over on our Instagram page. Also, subscribe, as well as leaving a rating and review down below. Share the episode with a friend. That would mean so much to me. And I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.